Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I want to introduce to you a great guest, and this person, his name is Dr. Paul Pavlik. He wrote a book about business essential for healthcare professionals. Now, we're going to focus on the healthcare side of marketing, but I think a lot of these topics and ideas can work for just about any business. So it's always good to get perspectives from different sides of businesses and how they can help promote themselves. And I think healthcare professionals have a very unique thing because obviously there's HIPAA regulations, there's all kinds of stuff. We'll be talking about that. But I want to introduce you to Dr. Paul. Dr. Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you?
I am fabulous. So, in order for people to better get to know you, I'd like them to get to know your backstory. So, tell us a little bit about how you went from being a dentist to now a coach and a consultant.
Well, Brian, I practiced for 25 years here in Colorado Springs, and I was at the top of my game. And we had people, clients coming in, patients coming in from all over the country and from Europe. And all of a sudden, I had to go in for an operation, and the doctor told me a week later that I would never practice again. So I sucked that up, and I went in and did what everybody told me I should do, and that is to help other doctors. I love the profession so much, the healthcare profession, regardless of what type of doctor I'm dealing with. And I happened to be told that I was good at consulting and coaching, so I stayed in the profession and did that with my clients.
Awesome. So you've had a lot of experience helping other doctors kind of get their feet wet or whatever, you know, in their businesses and kind of run them better. So let's kind of dig into that a little bit. Let's talk about some of the challenges that doctors have with marketing, because obviously, you know, it's not like the old days where you had the guy with the bag that would go house to house, right? I mean, the healthcare industry, you know, whether no matter what industry you're in, whether it's animals, teeth, you know, any of those kind of things, that's all changed, right? So where was it and what's it like now? What's the big difference?
Well, a big difference is it used to be that a doctor, regardless of his profession, would hang a shingle, we used to call it, outside of his office, and that would attract patients to come in and visit him. He didn't really have to do any marketing. He just had to be good with the patients. And then his practice or her practice developed by word of mouth. And that was the way to market. And it's still that way quite frequently going on right now. But that's changing, and it has changed. And you know, from going from signage, which doctors were only allowed to show an inch and a half of their name outside their office. Now, of course, we've got billboards and neon signs and all the advertising that goes on television and all the other media that's out there. So things have changed significantly. But the doctors, unfortunately, because of their severe and extensive training that they get while they're in school that lasts from anywhere from 8 to 15 years after high school, they don't have the opportunity to learn anything about marketing or about business. It's just not taught to them.
So obviously they've got to spend a lot of their time keeping up with changes in medicine, keeping up in changes in techniques, going to conferences and all this other stuff. So, you know, what happens? I mean, how do they start to learn about marketing, or what happens if they don't start to learn about marketing?
Well, if they don't start to learn about marketing, again, they've got to depend on word of mouth or upon a unique service that that doctor offers. For example, an MD might have a specific service in plastic surgery that he's become famous for, and everybody finds out about it that way, and he has a big clientele. But most doctors right now, because of the huge numbers that are in the marketplace, have no way of really getting their names or their expertise out there for patient clients to learn about. So things have really changed. And the way they learn about marketing right now, unfortunately, most of them learn about it through conferences or through seminars or webinars, or through their local or state or national societies. For example, the American Dental Association, the American Medical Association, the American Chiropractic Association has also associations that are state run and are locally run. And all of those typically have recommendations on website developers, for example. And what you end up seeing, unfortunately for these doctors, is that every website that you go to for these healthcare professionals looks exactly the same as the ones that they're trying to compete against, because they're all using the same developer. So there's nothing unique in the marketplace right now that doctors have the opportunity to utilize.
Right. And one of the things about those, I can spot them a mile away, because they always start out with shiny, happy people. You know, there's all these, like, you know, smiley, happy family faces and all this other stuff. And it looks so staged. You can immediately tell that, you know, there's no sincerity behind there. And the other thing, too, is a lot of those marketing companies, they don't necessarily know how to create the messages specific for those doctors. So one of the biggest challenges with that, obviously, is they're outsourcing their business messaging to somebody else. And, you know, they don't have time. These companies that they're working with, they charge them a lot of money to maintain and set up a website, but they certainly don't interview them and figure out their uniqueness, the thing that makes them different. So what are some of the bigger mistakes that you've seen people make when it comes to marketing their business? Because, I mean, just going out and getting pens made or using a cookie cutter website tends to be, I think, where a lot of these doctors focus, and they don't really think about creating that uniqueness out there, right?
Right, because they don't have the time, as I mentioned before. They're one of those professions or workers that have to deal on the front line. So they're in the pits working all the time. It's a strange situation where they're not, even though they're running their business, they are the technicians, where 95% of their practice is probably dealt with dealing with patients and not getting a chance to really develop their business as they should. And having said that, the marketing takes a back seat to everything else. When we make recommendations to practices, the going rate right now, or percentage that is supposed to be spent on marketing nationally, is 1-2%. Unfortunately, that doesn't bring patients into the office. So what we try to do is we try to get these doctors to understand or make a list of their strengths and weaknesses, what has drawn patients to their offices in the past, what has scared them away, what do they offer that's unique, and so forth and so on, so that they can go to a marketing expert like yourself and ask the questions, what should I be doing that will make me unique, and then have on hand what does make them unique, or what has made their patients excited about going to see them, instead of just going in and saying, I need a website, and then having, like you said, the smiley face or the smile center or whatever you want to call it for a dentist, and this applies to all the back center for a chiropractor. You need something out there that really makes the patient want to look at that site and stay on it so that they pick you as the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things that I've noticed too, because I work a little bit with healthcare professionals, I mean, obviously I've worked with dentists and chiropractors and some larger companies, is doctors don't spend a lot of time on not only marketing, but social media. So if you're trying to reach doctors, they're not paying attention to that. And I think that the flaw with it is the fact is, they think that if they're not using social media, online marketing, and things like that in their practice, that their patients aren't. And I think there's a disconnect. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. But again, Brian, you know, and I throw this back into your court because you're the expert. Like I said before, the doctor has very little time to deal with social media. And so a lot of them are going out there and hiring generalists in the social media area where these generalists place certain notifications on Facebook or on LinkedIn or on Twitter, and they're hired to do that. And the doctor really never even takes a look to see what's going on there. And they even, if you can believe this, they even have those same people answering healthcare questions for them because they don't have the time again to do that. So there's got to be some way. And again, you're the expert in their area. There's got to be some way that the doctors can allot enough time to put their uniqueness into the marketplace, into the social media marketplace, without taking time away from their practices and taking care of their patients, which is what they were trained to do.
Right. I wholeheartedly agree with you. And one of the things I always say is that marketing is a participation sport. You cannot outsource relationships. And one of the things that I think a lot of us in who use healthcare, we want to have a relationship with our doctor, with our chiropractor, with our dentist. I mean, we don't want them to outsource everything, you know, send out, you know, cold messages, have to talk to nursing staff. I mean, but I understand it's a balance issue. But if they really want to grow their practice, they need to spend more time on that interpersonal stuff. And part of that interpersonal stuff is creating their unique story, getting their message out. And for example, if I was to work with a dentist, and the most successful projects I've had with chiropractors and dentists are ones where I was able to kind of pull the story out of them that was helping them to show their uniqueness. Because, how, you know, obviously a dentist drills teeth and a chiropractor works on backs. That's what most people think about. So what are some of your best tips for either doctors, and it may apply to any business, because I think the things we're talking about are general enough. How does somebody create that unique story? What are the things they need to think about?
Well, I like to think, as far as when I talk to doctors about marketing, I tell them that they should be setting up something in the way of an educational process on their websites, on their podcasts, on their webinars, and in their presentations that educates the public as to what they do. That shouldn't take them too long to put together. I also like them to work with other doctors on their referral programs so that the other doctors know what their expertise is. There's so many of us out there in the marketplace right now that the doctor a block away from me, that's the surgeon that I want to refer to, doesn't even know who I am. So that needs to change. I also like customer endorsements. And these are all things, again, like you were saying before, you try to pull information out of your clients so that you can build a program for them. If all this stuff is already taken care of for you, it makes it a lot easier for you. So these customer endorsements, for example, like I was saying before, written testimonials, audio testimonials, and even video testimonials for just a few minutes on each client or each patient would really help going forward. Again, the website development, I think, is key. And newsletters that can go out to patients would be great if the doctor has time to do that also. So those are my thoughts as to what doctors need to do to make themselves more unique in the marketplace. Again, I throw that back to you for your comments on that to see what your thinking is.
Well, the biggest thing that I could offer in that realm is that I understand that, you know, doctors are obviously too busy to sit down and talk, you know, and to type things out and to work things, but they're not too busy to talk into their phone or their watch and record some of their ideas and then get that to somebody who can massage them and turn it into content. So really what I think they need to do is figure out a way to get, I call it putting a USB in the back of your head. whatever methodology works best for them. If they like to type, if they like to talk or something like that, they need to get that information out into a format that they can hand to somebody else who can massage it. And then they got to take the time to make sure that they actually read it and they understand the direction that it's going, you know, that it's talking to the patients in a way that the patients want to be spoken to. But even more importantly, it's talking to the patients where they're hanging out, right?
Very well put. Like I was telling you earlier, we had just gotten back from doing a consultation with a doctor who is just starting his launching his marketing program. And we were trying to get that doctor to understand that he said he didn't have the time to write these stories out. And I told him, I said, if you've got 3 minutes and that's all it takes is to sit down, record something. And then if you don't have the time to transcribe it, have somebody else do it. Go to get a college student to do it, get a high school student to do it. But and they're good at it, and have them transcribe that, read it over. If it fits, that can be used again as either a something that would go on to an email or a podcast or webinar or whatever. But those things need to be put together, and the doctor can do that once a week, put together a 3-minute program. And by the end of the year, you've got more material than you know what to do with that separates you from everybody else.
Absolutely. As I always say, if you touch something once a week, you get 52 pieces of content. And the cool thing about that is that a lot of it can be repeated, and if something new comes up, you just insert that in. So they don't have to do it forever. You know, it's like they do it once and they've got it, and then they just have to supplement it. So it's not like it's a lifetime, you know, conviction or something like that to create content. And I think that's really important that people got to realize they start to build assets with this. And on the transcription thing too, I use a service called Rev, and you can find out more about it at brianloves.info. And in there, I have my products, and you'll find Rev in there. And Rev charges $1 a minute. So if it's a 3-minute piece, it's going to cost them $3. It's all done on the web. It's like crazy not to use something like that. And I've got a coupon for like $10 off their first project. So if they did a 10-minute thing, they could get it for free. But that's something that I think is important is – just don't let the tools get in the way. You know, it's just try to get it out any way you can. If you need to dictate it to an answering machine, if you still have one with tape, if that works for you, that's okay. It's like whatever tools you can use, use them. But the bottom line is you've got to get the information out there. And I love what you said about, you know, podcasts, webinar, blogs, what an e-newsletter. Just the bottom line is get the stuff out and talk to your audience, and it not only does it educate them, but it keeps you top of mind. And I think that's one of the things is it's like, you know, doctors don't pick up the phone and call their patients enough to say how you doing, you know.
Well, that's one of the things that built my practice was simply to actually the big thing that built my practice was to take a list of all my patients that I had done any type of anesthesia on or any type of surgery or even fillings on during that day and take that home with me every night. At 7 o'clock at night, I would get on the phone and I would call that person specifically, even if it was a 6-year-old, I'd ask the parents to talk to that 6-year-old and say, how are you doing, Jimmy? Or I'd talk to the father and if he had the treatment done and say, hey, Joe, you know, how are you doing with that procedure? Do you have any questions? And, you know, Brian, most of the time that took all of 1.5 to 2 minutes to do, but the consequences were terrific. I just had people coming out of the woodwork trying to get in to see me because nobody else did that. And I try to talk my doctors into doing that now on a regular basis. It doesn't take that long. I'd be done in 20 minutes every day. And boy, did it build the practice. And it sure didn't cost me anything either.
Yeah, see, that's just a bottom line. Again, it's using the right tools and it's using your knowledge to communicate. So, Paul, this has been great. I think there's a lot of practical advice that not only doctors and chiropractors and vets and anybody can use, but I think it's universal. I think it's something that almost any business can do, but it's especially unique in the healthcare field because, like you said, doctors are so focused that way. And I think business owners get that way. They get a little too uber focused, but So if people wanted to learn more about what you do or some of the ideas, because you've got a great book, it's called Business Essentials for Healthcare Professionals. Where do they find information about that?
Well, as a special guest gift for your guests, Brian, I'd like to offer the first three chapters of my new book for free to have somebody get a chance to look and see what I'm talking about there. And you can go to my website homepage at www.trackerenterprises.com. And click on the box on the right-hand side under the Amazon link box. If you want to order the book directly, you can order it right on the Amazon link box. But if you would like to get those first three chapters, so if you'd like to get that information and get those first three chapters, go to my website homepage again. We'll get you those first three chapters out.
Sounds great. And for those driving in their car, spell the website Tracker.
Okay. Tracker, T-R-A-C-K-E-R. ENTERPRISES, trackerenterprises.com.
Perfect. Well, Paul, this has been a blast. I really appreciate you and your time and your knowledge and your expertise. And if you're a healthcare professional, I strongly suggest that you A, listen to this again and share it with some of your friends and some other people in your profession so that maybe they can get some insight as to ways that they can promote themselves better. And all of us business people can learn from this as well. So, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today and dropping some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. And I look forward to meeting you in person one of these days soon.
Thanks, Brian. It's been a pleasure talking with you and your guests. Have a good day.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.